First to the Chinese city of Wuhan, where Australians still in the epicentre of the coronavirus outbreak are looking at their options. And it comes as more details surface about an Australian evacuation plan. But while the number of confirmed cases in China has surpassed 10,000, those on the ground are weighing up whether they actually want to leave. Here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
In recent days, multiple countries, including the US, South Korea and Britain, have managed to land flights in Wuhan and evacuate hundreds of their nationals. Overnight, Turkey and Germany became the latest countries to commence evacuations. At least one flight out so far to Japan has had passengers testing positive to the virus. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs continues to try to lock down a plan which, according to reports, could see 24 doctors and nurses dispatched to the Christmas Island Detention Centre. Those who want to leave Wuhan would be flown out, perhaps as early as Monday morning, and possibly flown first to an Australian city, before then being flown for several hours to the Immigration Detention Centre on the island for quarantine. Gloria Zung, a mother of three children stuck in Wuhan, says she and many others are worried about the amount of time on planes.
Because I have three young kids, one seven-year-old, two three-year-olds. So I'm really worried that we're going to be infected on the flight. What would be the quarantine policies in place or quarantine plans in place during the flight? We don't know so far.
Around 140 Australians in Hubei province, where Wuhan is, have registered interest in the evacuation plan. It's not clear yet if China's government will allow Chinese citizens who have permanent residency or Australian passports to leave. But Gloria Zung says few of the others she's talking to there are certain they want to go.
I received an email from DFAT talking about some part of the plan. For example, going to the airport, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, it asked me to sign a waiver to waive all the liabilities during the transport, during this evacuation. I found this is probably too early for us to sign it because we don't know the details. How could we sign an agreement to waive all the liabilities?
An Australian stuck in another city in Hubei has told AM he's not interested in the evacuation offer because it will be too difficult to travel to Wuhan due to road closures. The scramble to contain the virus has now seen Japan announce it won't allow in Chinese passport holders from the epicentre Hubei province. Singapore has gone further, with the government minister Lawrence Wong announcing the toughest measures yet.
Specifically, we will expand our travel restrictions to all new travellers arriving from mainland China. So all new visitors with recent travel history to mainland China within the last 14 days will not be allowed to enter into Singapore or to transit through Singapore.
Despite the World Health Organization not recommending the closure of borders, Italy and Pakistan have become the latest countries to suspend flights to and from mainland China. Hong Kong's government is also rebuffing calls to completely close the border to the mainland. Some here in China are getting increasingly worried about what they see as growing discrimination against Chinese abroad as anxiety and fear take hold. State media is now parading discharged patients from some Chinese hospitals in a bid to calm down nerves and to remind everyone that despite a rising death toll, the vast majority of patients are not succumbing to the virus. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for Saturday AM.